It's Patrick here at the AOP Forum on Micro-Local Media in London. I'm with David Higgison from Trinity Mirror Regionals. He's the head of multimedia there. David, we were just hearing on the panel just now about how big-name publishers, some of the big newspaper publishers like Trinity Mirror, are considering how they're going to work with startups, bloggers, people who aren't necessarily journalists. How do you approach all that?
Well, the first thing we do is we try and be fair with them. We don't assume that there is a one-size-fits-all approach. We try and find out what a hyperlocal site would want out of us and how we could work together, and we take it forward from there. One of the big issues for us in the past has been that hyperlocal sites or individual bloggers have felt that we just come in and take their content and don't credit back, and some of that criticism is fair, and we've worked very hard to point out to journalists that we don't do that. We get very upset if it's done to our content, so we shouldn't do it to others. And to a larger extent now, it doesn't happen. But we need to keep working with the hyperlocal sites and the individual bloggers and find ways that not only do we benefit from perhaps taking their content and crediting it back to them, but they also get something back from us.
Sure. And Trinity was one of the first big companies to really move into what's now, I suppose, called hyperlocal with the Teesside Gazette, and I know that model's being used in other areas now. Is there an economic model for this now? I mean, does this actually translate into revenue, into money for Trinity Mirror?
Yes, it has done. Paul Bradshaw talked earlier about the idea that sometimes we're a bit tainted by the traditional monies we bought in through print. And maybe that is a case, but if you look at our Northumberland hyperlocal sites, for a while we had a partnership deal with Northumberland County Council, which was worth a significant amount of money. In Teesside, a lot of the hyperlocal sites are still sponsored. We've done reverse publishing models there, which have also worked very, very well. And one of the big opportunities there for us is getting to grips with things like Adipy or the self-serve ad system. And yes, it's very, very small amounts of money, but it's getting advertisers who would have previously felt they could never afford to advertise with us, getting involved with us. And when they realise we're delivering what they want, we can hopefully then take them on to a more advanced advertising package, something that brings in more revenue for the company. In short, there's no one obvious model yet, but there are lots of different options. And the key thing I take away from it is that if we don't get into the space that we traditionally were a very large part of in print, online, somebody else will come in and do it for us.
Exactly, and you just mentioned Adipy there, which is the advertising platform built by Rick Waghorn, who himself was a former regional newspaper journalist and now runs that. I mean, so it almost seems there's a patchwork of different things you can do, but it doesn't seem like the CPM model, Google AdSense, that's not the thing that's going to make you rich in local newspapers for the next 5 or 10 years, it seems. That alone.
Well, I think only one organisation gets rich out of Google AdSense. But Google AdSense plays a part, CPM plays a part. But on hyperlocal sites, which are delivering in the low thousands page impressions each week, absolutely, we're not going to get rich off those two models. But they're... One example is our local mole directory service. We can advertise to a very local level with that. Might be somebody who wants to sign up through that and appear on one of our hyperlocal sites. So there's no one model that works, but there's lots that might.
Excellent. Thank you.
No problem.